Smoke and haze fill the air. Basalt Mountain is still smoldering. There's a constant hum of helicopters delivering water to hotspots. And Sherry Gaynor is hunting through cabinets for the best tools she knows of to help people in times of crisis.
I'm looking for the good watercolor brushes.
She admits that she feels a little rattled this morning. She's been volunteering at the Basalt Shelter, doing art projects with kids who were evacuated. And the Lake Christine fire brought back the worry and uncertainty she felt during Glenwood Springs coal seam fire in 2002, when she had to leave her home. Last week, when wildfire whipped through Mid-Valley's mountains, she knew she had to help.
When I got up at 12:30 and just said, I have to do something, when I saw, I was just like, I don't care. I'm not waiting for an invitation.
10 participants trickle in as Gaynor finishes setting up. Some apologize for being a little late, but Gaynor understands that normal schedules have been disrupted.
Hi, welcome. No worries.
Gaynor starts class by acknowledging the impact that the Lake Christine fire has had on the community.
You know, it's been a rough time in our valley, and I know many of us have had friends and loved ones who were under threat.
She goes on to explain that attendees can use collage, paint, and journaling to help them work through the stress of the past few days. Basalt resident Diane Argenzio has the day's paper set out beside her. She's cutting out pictures of the fire on the front page. She is one of the people who came in a little late. Just this morning, she re-entered her home after being evacuated.
And Wednesday, I left my house at 9 in the morning, and at 9:30 at night, oh, it was the 4th of July, my neighbor called and said, you better get home. We're getting out of here. The fire came over the hill.
Argenzio doesn't know quite what she's feeling right now.
So it's been like living in this weird dream of seeing this devastation and the intensity. I mean, my God, these planes and everything they've been doing, and it's right where I live.
She almost didn't come today, but she knew that making art was what she needed. She's cutting out newspaper photos of firefighters.
You know, I want to remember this. I mean, not that I would ever forget, but I want to deeply remember the gratitude that I have and the courage that some people have that I just can't fathom.
Another attendee this morning, Deanna Morales, lives in Carbondale. On the 4th of July, she went with her family to Glenwood. She returned that afternoon.
And after that was chaos, just checking every report, every news, calling my friend, like, are you okay?
She packed her bags, preparing for the worst. And that process of scanning her house, looking for what to take, made her think about what was really essential.
Albums, pictures, you know. And the stuff of, like, I saw, like, my TV, I saved money for this stuff. Like, doesn't matter.
She kept her bags by the door just in case and feels lucky that she didn't ever have to throw them in her car to run from the fire's path. But she's still terrified for the whole valley. She calls everyone here her family. She's hoping making art today helps her relieve grief and fear.
We try, like, don't cry, don't feel bad, because other people are feeling worse, but in some point, like, we have our own stuff. Maybe it's not bad, but we need to be aware of that, not just keep them inside.
Gaynor tells the class that longtime residents of the Roaring Fork Valley have seen regeneration and new growth after devastating fires. She says it's a metaphor for trauma and healing.
There can be suffering, and at the same time, there's great beauty. For me, in this week that we've just experienced together, the outpouring of love and really the human spirit. And it really is why I think we all live here.
And like those green shoots that will eventually emerge from the ash on the hillsides, these Roaring Fork Valley residents have the art they're creating today as a visual reminder of resilience. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk. Man.